Blog Talk Radio. passengers, and gaiety mounted as the floating palace neared her European port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States diving through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States. America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson and this is ADVIA.media. It is Thursday, November 26, 2015, Thanksgiving Day. Happy Turkey Day to all in the sound of my voice. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping. Today is an abbreviated show for the obvious reasons that it is a holiday and most of the staff is out. But we are here because there are active duty on duty all around the world today. We are very thankful to them for their service. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. I want to ask everybody to please keep in mind that the United States has made a little bit of money and is still in need of money to make sure that it gets towed to New York where she will be renovated. It's a 90-mile journey, and we want to ensure that our ship will be able to make it there and not have to stay in Philadelphia and face the scrap heap this time next year. So that entails us doing a little bit of work to help that veteran out, and that means that we have to stay on our Congress, both the House and the Senate, to ask for this boat to get some help, this ship to get some help. This ship is a troop transport. It is a veteran. I have heard veterans, people on our page calling it a money pit. But this is an American piece of technology that has not sailed in 17 years. It's still seaworthy. It's still operational. If we just bring it back, give it a new hairdo, some lipstick, and a new interior. Basically, a shell with an engine, and still can pick up its ribbon back from Great Britain on the eastbound crossing. That being said, I would encourage everyone to please add this to your congressional to-do list to talk to the men and women in Congress to help them save this great troop transport ship. Okay. That being said, today is Thanksgiving. We have men and women that are around this globe who are unable to be home with their family, and we are very grateful to their service because they allow us to to be at home with our family during this time, to have a Thanksgiving meal, comfy, cozy, and warm, to go shopping freely while they watch out for our liberties. That that is why, because of the sacrifices made by the men and women who serve, we're having to do it over and over again without regard for their wants, needs, and desires to be with their family and friends so that we can have an uninterrupted holiday. So I would like to just keep in mind that these men and women who are out there have made a great sacrifice, and this is why they earn an honor debt. It is one of the reasons why we constantly harp on the fact that the economic realities of a lifestyle of a man or a woman who is a veteran, who is 100%, or who is living on active duty, are often not able to get we need to try to keep in mind that our men and women who are in service often deal with an age inequity that makes it so difficult for men and women to have a lifestyle that enables them to hop around the globe, within 24 hours. We have to do a better job. We have to speak up as a nation for these men and women. You realize that even with matters at hand that we're facing, such as ISIS and the like, these men and women don't make a lot of money. They do not make a lot of money. They are often required to be anywhere in the world in 24 hours. And the very fact of the matter that they're required to be anywhere in the world in 24 hours, and you look at their rates of pay, even with the bonuses, $10,000 and $20,000 in bonuses per year, it does not add much to the base salary, especially when you're getting salary of $2 and change if you're an E-1. You add $10,000 or $20,000, it's only another $2 for every $10,000 that you're getting. $2 an hour for 1 year, because that $10,000 isn't for each year of the bonus. So it actually becomes even less if you lay it out over the term of the duration of the enlistment. So folks think that they're doing really well by our men and women, and they think that our men and women are being paid well. Well, they're not, because they may look well-dressed. We have veterans, even this veteran, at times. I often have money more month than money, which also means that sometimes, even like today, food is sacrificed so that we can have a station to bring forward our issues, because they are important. See, because if we don't talk about these things and educate ourselves and have a coordinated place that we can come together as a community and discuss the nature of my needs, our needs, not my needs, our needs, we will buy any wolf ticket. We will buy any snake oil that any politician's trying to sell. Now, I don't know about you folks, but we've been sold out for over 82 years, most recently in 2013 with the government shutdown. And the mainstream majority in Congress want to bring back another shutdown soon. And veterans are not protected in this, so we deserve to do a lot better by our veterans. Our veterans to be able to be above a shutdown. Congress gets paid if the government shuts down. How come our men and women don't? We're often left to the rear back of the line with the and they left the illegal immigrants in with us and don't allow us to do our job. Now, I'm not trying to be ungrateful for the things that we have going on this Thanksgiving. I think that this is a wonderful holiday for those that can be with their families, but it's a very serious holiday because we lose an extraordinary amount of veterans on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. The suicide rate at 22 per day actually goes up on these holidays because oftentimes veterans are alone, they have no family, they have troubled relationships stress and strain and break about the holiday, and a lot of times that makes it very difficult for the veterans who have much to do. Owe it to the men and women who earn an honor debt that they should not be in want, they should not be in need, they should be able to share the life style of an average middle class American family. Now, you can't live a middle class lifestyle off of these rates. This is why we have to speak up to the men and women of Congress to bring forward the issues that we're talking about live and in person on ADVIA. Those stories that we're sharing and giving out news and information is to be shared with the men and women who help us to advocate by calling Congress. Now, Congress is closed for the next couple of days, but I'm going to give out the number anyway so that you can be prepared to call and find out who your congressional representative is in the House and who your two senators are in the Congress. So that number for the U.S. Capitol, grab a pen and tell a friend. The phone number is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Now, if you don't know what to talk about when you talk to your congressman, talk about the Senior and Veterans Benefit Act. That is one that we need to keep our eyes on. We need to look at the very fact of the matter. We should be having these conversations on a regular with the men and women who are serving in Washington, D.C., because these are the people that write the regs that control the lives of the men and women who take an oath to serve the country. We often don't realize that these men and women surrender their citizenship to defend us, and they get into a mode to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. We owe it to them to be able to talk about the fact of the matter that the enlisted ranks often don't earn minimum wage through the entirety of their career. The men and women who are commissioned often don't make minimum wage or above minimum wage before they hit the ranks of 04. Now, although their work is a little lighter than the average enlist personnel, we have to also look at the fact that these people are just as worked as the non-commissioned officers, the commissioned and the non. So there was some talk in Congress this year about getting rid of enlisted and commissioned ranks. And I'm not sure what they're going to do, but we need to be serious about the fact of the matter that there's been a historic wage inequity between civilian workforce and the military workforce, and it's time that we begin to close that somewhat, because it's going to lead to a retention problem when it comes to the repair. So, folks, we are emboldened here to speak up with an attitude of gratitude, to say thank you to the men and women who served, to let them know that R is in it, to make them aware that we are here for their benefit, here to be the source of news and information 24/7. We would not have been able to make it to 30,000 people if we would not have had your support over these years. And we are very, very thankful this day, with an attitude of gratitude for the men and women so actively defending our liberty, so that we may have peace at home. Although, as everyone is aware, we must constantly remain vigilant, because sometimes in this life, we allow ourselves the luxury of not understanding that we are still at war. There are people out there that hate us for our lifestyle. And as long as we're fighting amongst one another, we will be distracted from the real agenda, which is to take down our lifestyle, our American lifestyle. It is important. It is important that we do a better job. We must do a better job for our veterans to hold on to the ability to advocate for them, the ability to talk for them, to talk with them, to ask them if they have enough to eat. You know, the thing is, you have veterans. They may even appear to be not homeless. They may be living in an apartment. You know, but you ever notice that they may not have enough to eat? You might not, because they don't ask a lot. You ever notice that do a whole lot, and you ever wonder why? Well, it could be that, like most veterans, you have to have a a understanding of just how proud these men and women are. And because of that pride, they don't say anything. They may be very well dressed, and that man or woman standing next to you may be very hungry, wondering where their next meal is coming from. So, folks, this is why we speak up. You know, some of these stories that I'm telling you are some that I have actually lived through, or have known veterans that have lived through it. So we together have to do a better job. We have to do a better job of holding on to the men and women who serve. you know, because we're losing these people at 22 per day, folks. 22 veterans, each and every day. You know, and this is not something that is good. And the Congress talks about it. They think it's a prescription drug problem. Well, perhaps it is, but it would be better if our Congress wasn't earning $1,582 per day. The average E1 earns $1,561 per month. But our Congress is only working 110 days. Something's so wrong here, folks. It is so, so very wrong. Well, we are definitely going to not give up. We are going to continue to work on it to fix it. We will do what we can to make sure that the points are made. We have to do the job of taking care of our own. If we can take care of our own just by looking out one another in this community, somebody in this community sharing this page with another veteran, telling them to tune in, telling them to call in with their questions. We're always here to answer them. We need your help. We need your help. We need your support. We're a nonprofit organization, and we're always in need of donations. So please do consider what you can do to make this station grow, because by our growth, we get our message out to the Congress. We have oversight, and that oversight allows us to do. Well, folks, we'll be back at 2400 Zulu tomorrow. I am going to look forward to a full day of so that we can not a full day, but a full show tomorrow, and it will probably be open mic. We never know who's going to pop in. It is my hope that you, of all people, will be there, because that's why we're here. We're here for news your way and in your time. If you have questions, we will work with you to try to get answers. We will investigate. We will follow up to do all that is necessary to ensure that no vet is ever without a home, without a job, without food on his table. It is important that we speak up. It is important that we do the things that we do in order to make sure that our veterans have enough to have a decent quality of life. Well, folks, I want to thank you for allowing me to spend a few minutes with you this afternoon for the this Turkey Day 2015 Thanksgiving. I want to tell you that we'll be back here same time, same back station, same back channel tomorrow. We'll see you then, folks.